Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Cindy Burgess Gerson. What an amazing person.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme. Plus our super premium sponsors, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blander. And joining me, as always, on this wonderful Tuesday in December is a man who will always be honest, I'm sure, is Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and Rose Prick Special Podcast. I'm having a hard time remembering what we're all from today.
Yeah, what the hell like, do you have? On? Are you forgetting that you are my boyfriend and you're supposed to love me and treat me better than you?
Kingsley,
come out from under the bed. He's done yelling at me now. Kingsley.
Oh, man. I think it's because maybe I'm out of it because I rushed back here from the gym and I didn't have time to go to Starbucks to get a cold brew. But there was a bodega near me, so I went in there and they have these bottled Starbucks cold brews. And I'm drinking out of it, and it tastes crazy. I'm like, what did they put in the bottle one? Like, crazy in a bad way. Not like, whoa, I'm amped up. I'm like, I'm disturbed.
Oh, no. You're going to be going fucking crazy in about 10 minutes. You're going to turn into Crackhead Ben. And
really?
I can't. I'm here
nasty.
For it.
I don't know. Is it the straw, maybe? Maybe let me drink it.
It's the chemicals. It's all the chemicals they put in
so
there.
It's so weird. It doesn't taste like normal cold brew. It tastes like... strange. I taste like I'm drinking melted plastic.
Well, you kind of are. I mean, that's those chemicals in that food. I'll tell you. Yesterday, I went to Chili's and I was like, "Can I have a Dr. Pepper?" Because you know I'm in Texas, so I drink that with every meal.
Including
and they
wine.
Brought it, including my wine, and they brought it to me, and it tasted like chlorine. I guess they had just cleaned the machine or something. And I was like, you know what? I'll drink it because I'm an American. And if you give me a glass of chlorine, I just think, well, it's cleaning the pool that is my stomach right now. Thank y'all.
That's right.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. Now this, I give the Starbucks cold brew, bottled Starbucks cold brew, a very negative grade. But I'm going to drink it anyway because I want my caffeine.
Yeah, it's most important. Does crack taste good? No.
No.
You know, people do it so they can sing like Whitney Houston.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm feeling crazy. I'm still in Texas, and I'm going to have a heart attack. My Apple Watch keeps going off, like buzzing me, like, uh-oh, your heart rate is in danger zone. And it's basically because of Dr. Pepper. It's everywhere I turn, and I can't stop drinking it.
Do you ever go, God, my phone just spontaneously started making noise. Did you hear that?
What was that? What was it?
It was a podcast that I had been listening to when I was at the gym, but like my headphones aren't in there. I wasn't touching my phone. It just suddenly was like, I want to play the podcast again.
Well, my father has learned what Mercury in retrograde means, but he doesn't really say it right. He's like, Mercury retrograde. And I'm like, what is he talking about? I thought maybe it was a beauty queen, a new song on the Christian radio. I didn't know. But finally, I figured out he was saying Mercury in retrograde, which he's like very Christian. So it's crazy for him to believe in that. Well, yeah. It's crazy for him, you know. And he's like, it's true. Everything's going nuts. All my electronics are going crazy. And then my sister's like, it is true. And then her car battery died and her phone kept turning on and off. So maybe you just got a little Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. But it's actually good that my phone made that noise, because we just got a message. Someone, Meredith, asks, "Hey, Ben and Ronnie, just checking in. Is the Thursday, January 18th show in Boston really at 8 a.m.? I mean, I'm not opposed to working a half day to be among people who understand why I love saying, I got your keys, but I figured I would check. It is not at 8 a.m. I don't even know where you pulled the 8 a.m. from. Maybe it's on their website, or maybe it's on our website. It's not at 8 a.m. You know what it was? Maybe Meredith heard us saying the tickets go on sale at 8 a.m. Pacific. But either way, the show, I believe, is at 7:30 p.m. on the 18th. I don't know. Double check our website. But this is a great segue into mentioning, hey, yo, tickets for Boston are still on sale for January 18th. You know, if you want to be with your Boston peeps, you know, come to the show, and then you can talk about Tom Brady and the Sox and Chowda and baked beans, the Revolutionary War. We can do it all at the Boston show on Thursday.
We can all say Pakicon Harvard Yard, Pakicon Harvard Yard.
Yeah,
Pakicon Harvard Yard.
Complain about Giselle, Jinxell, although she's no longer a Jinxell. Boston is free of the jinxes, except until we come, and then you guys are jinxed again.
But,
yeah, Boston people, there's a second show, so go buy tickets for that. DC is sold out, New York is sold out, Chicago, those tickets are still going on. Houston, we announced yesterday we're going to do Dinner Party from Hell at Houston, Alison Dubois. I know exactly when we're going to be doing a concert, and I love that about ourselves.
Let's just know that, suckers.
Know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go get those live show tickets. Detroit. This tour is going to be so much fun. We're not stopping until 2019, suckers.
Yeah,
and there's so many things up now. So there's Detroit, Boston, D.C. sold out. New York is sold out. But then we're still doing Philly, Boston, and somewhere else. I forgot.
Ben will tell we're you. Not doing Philly. We're doing, what are we doing?
Sorry, Detroit. Philly.
Detroit, Houston, New York. I can't even keep track. Chicago. But we have some other things on the horizon, though. So that's the fun part.
Yeah. So just check those out at watchwhatcrappens.com. All the ticket links are there. And today is a very exciting day because it is episode 2 of 97 of Vanderpump Rules. This is going to be the longest season of Vanderpump Rules ever. We heard they got a 24-episode pickup before they were even done shooting 12. Wow. Which means 3 reunions at least, which means 27 episodes. So buckle in. Jax has a lot of scabs to spread around this season.
And you know what I love about the idea of a Vanderpump Rules 24-episode pickup is that it makes me think that it wasn't picked up for 24 episodes. They were picked up for an episode that's going to be shot in the style of 24. Those are all the like germs cultivating in Jax's groin.
Yeah, just trying to stop the spread of Jax this season. Kiefer Sutherland is going to be limping along just trying to stop the spread of Jax.
Sheena's the computer tech. I have a hard perimeter outside of Sur right now. If you want to go in, it's safe right now. Oh, no. Jax got through the hard perimeter. Open a socket.
These terrorists are difficult. Like, they're really hard to deal with. A lot harder than Shay ever was.
Dude, Jax got through the perimeter, dude. Like, all right, let's go. I've got a sight on Jax. I got a sight on him. No, he's gone, dude.
Darling, I promised the president I wouldn't help you with your clandestine Jax capturing operations, but I'll do it anyway. Keep it a secret. Just
Broken
have Guillermo.
Stopwatch.
Suck a dick, Diana. Eat a dick, Diana.
It's just like the random terrorist, Kristen. Kristen's like the random terrorist who's killed on episode 3. And then we're like, it wasn't the Kristens. It was really the Russians.
Exactly. Kristen's like the primary threat that happens in like the first 4 episodes where it's like, I have a nuclear bomb. It's named Carter. We're going to set it off. And then she gets killed. And you're like, wait a second. It was Jack.
She's one of the ones who gets like shot in the liver or something, so it takes her a while to leak out all the shiner that's been. And she's just like, I thought they were a great couple. Oh.
Stassi, I have a meeting with you and your secret contact. Can you go meet your secret contact now? A secret contact? Who does that? Seriously? Undercover AF.
Yeah, Stassi would be the key for 24. They'd be like, darling, why did you impale someone, cut off his head, and put
put the head on a stake right in the middle of your living room. You're supposed to be a secret agent, darling.
Like, I've always, like, wanted to do that AF, okay?
Like, literally, I was shipped off to China for 2 seasons, and now I'm back with a beard AF. I'm so undercover.
She just keeps kicking the jaguar that's chasing her.
Well, you know the witness is James. I don't know anything. I swear, I don't know anything. Boom, boom. Oh, okay, I'll tell everything. But I want protection. Can't offer you that. No, well, I can't say anything. Okay, I'll say it. Just give me my geek bucket pump.
Leave it up to James to be the only person on this cast using protection.
He's like, I won't speak. I will not speak. I will not tell the truth. Faith didn't have a period. Oh, I just did it. I just did it, darling. Just did it.
So.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. That was basically today's show. Yeah. Kingsley is still under the bed.
Brittany's caught in a cougar trap. So the episode opens up with Sheena. We're still back at Sheena's party. And everyone's, like, outside talking about the Faith situation, like, Jax, what did you do, Jax, et cetera, and they're all like, Jax, like, I didn't do anything, I swear, why is everyone saying all this stuff? And I just like it, Lisa Vanderpump just meanders through with her giant feather mask. She's like, I know we've all taken off our masks to discuss this, but I spent $250 on this, and I shall keep it on and walk through gracefully.
How fitting. I'm walking through a cast of nightmares as a mama bird.
Let all the broken birds see a perfectly put, well put together bird. Here I come. Caw, caw.
I don't. Caw, 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 caw. Tweet. Caw. I'm saying cock. Mr. Jax Taylor will not pull one over on me.
She said Mr. Jax Taylor 30 times, like she was trying to get him to sign a real estate lease. I don't know what the fuck she was trying to do. But it's, when he's in trouble, it's always,
I will not fall for Mr. Jax Taylor's hijinks.
He sounds like a crafty fox.
Also, I have to note in the beginning, since I can only notice one new thing a week because I'm not pressing pause, Brittany's opening is her swinging her hair like way back because she's got like 20 foot long extensions, you know, and all I could think of, Brittany is so nice. They just let her get hair in everybody's drinks. Like, there's no way that hair is not all over those glasses.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, she needs a hairnet.
Yeah.
It's like, white rain, darling. Would you like a white rain teeny, darling?
White rain teeny. So Sheena, Tom number one's like,
well, I don't even know what's going on.
And Tom number two is like, well, my instinct is to defend Jax. But, you know, I can't get my eyes out of his head. And he's like,
that's because your mask is on top of your head staring at the ceiling, bro.
Tom and Tom's love has grown so strong this season.
It really has. It really has, as evidenced later this episode.
So Jax, you know, Jax, as he would, this is why Jax will never be a fireman, because they'll be like, Jax, LA is burning down. And he's like, okay, I'm going to get some shots.
Yeah.
So Brittany's like outside having a fit, and Jax is doing shots, okay? So Sheena comes up to him and she's like, what is going on? And he's like, someone said I fucked Faith. And she goes, and you didn't? And he's like, what the hell? What? Could you be on my side? Could you be on my side? And then it cuts to Brittany like,
I'm taking the dolls, Jax.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Faith is talking to Kristen and telling Kristen that Jax has been lying to her face and... you know, and Faith goes to Lisa and tells Lisa that she can prove that she's telling the truth about Jax. And, but what I love is that everyone keeps going up to Lisa and apologizing. We're so sorry, Lisa. So sorry. We're so sorry. I'm like, don't apologize to her. This is her show. She loves this shit.
No kidding. She's like outside counting dollar bills.
Yeah.
And Faith is like, oh, I promise you, Mama Bird, I'm telling you the truth. Have a little faith. But hasn't everybody had a little faith? That's the problem, Faith. Get it? Everybody get it?
Everyone get it? We're doing open comedy night, open mic night at Sir coming up. I never believe anything that starts with I heard, because the most part it's not true. But when it comes to Jax Taylor, inevitably it's true.
Mr. Jax Taylor. I never trust I heard, because usually those are shepherds who say that. And frankly, who trusts a shepherd? I didn't ask what you do. What would you like to order? The warm potato salad or the gigantic jarred salmon? What is it, Mr. Sheepherder?
The only I've heard I trust is when you say, I've heard the food at Sir is spectacular. Now, who wants a radish soup?
Chef Joe, do we have any sort of red meat on the menu? Good job, Chef Joe. Wonderful.
Like, I love that her standards are so low. She, like, looks through the kitchen window. She's like,
hello, Chef Joe. Are you breathing? All right, we're ready to go. Another night at Sir.
It reminds me that we do something a little special at Sir. We have these things called specials. And they're a different dish that's not on the main menu, but it's available on certain evenings. That's why they're called specials. We just like to shake it up a bit.
And thus we're talking about tonight that Kristen's coming in. Then it's a different kind of special. We no longer say the R word. I've been here for the R community for decades.
Where's my parade?
By R word, do you mean really? Really? Seriously?
I guess we've moved on to the S word. Lisa, of course... Lisa, who will never work for fucking 911. Hey, we're dying. My husband just got shot. He's dying in the driveway.
Well, you never know. You know, it's at nighttime when shootings happen. These things happen. Just calm down and have a nice tea.
It's like, why would anybody go to Lisa for help? Because Brittany's like, I'm sorry, Lisa, but you wouldn't believe what you did to me. She's like,
you don't know anything yet.
But Faith is running away. Please, someone stand up and just be honest with me.
Let me be honest.
So, Jax...
You'll never hear the truth. All right, let's all celebrate me in my mask.
Goodbye, everyone. So then Jax is inside, and he's like, doesn't understand what's going on. He's like, you know, I've been doing great with Brittany. I haven't cheated. So I don't know why people are, like, so quick to say that I cheated. I'm like, because you're Jax, and it's what you've done this entire show. All you do is cheat. That's why. That's why it's important to have good behavior, so that when people make an accusation against you... people will believe that you were not cheating.
Too late. Too late. Yeah, Faith has like got a piece of Jax's plaque somewhere in her vagina, and she's ready to show it. Okay, you're not getting out of this one. So of course James gives him the same answer. He's like, I don't get like why people don't trust me. Like, why do they think that I slept with Faith? And James goes, didn't you? And he's like, well, I've been, you know, really different with Brittany. So, like, I don't know why people are so, like, he did it. I'm like, first of all, learn English, okay? Yeah. And second of all, you have not been really different with Brittany. You just found a woman to take your shit, and it happened to be out in the middle of a damn show nobody watched in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of cow tipping.
Okay? Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't believe that you've been different with Brittany at all, in fact. And I don't believe Faith is the only one, you know? I think she's just the only one that's come forward. Yeah.
Of course not. Jax is that kid who takes every piece of candy out the candy bowl on his way out of the restaurant, you know? It's like, are you going to leave toothpicks for anybody else? He just takes, like, every vagina that he sees on the way out and just does whatever he has to. And Brittany's like, well, I'm embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. And Sheena's like, why? He didn't marry Shay. And Kristen's like, you don't have any reason to be embarrassed, okay? You're like Brittany, okay? You made us all want to be better people. When does that start? Yeah. When does that start?
Yeah, clearly not this scene, because then Kristen then gets on her. She has her moment. She's like, Jack's still a liar. I get it. I've had sex with Jax. I get it. He can suck my motherfucking dick. No joke. Jax can go fuck himself. I'm like, okay, Kristen, just relax. This isn't your fight.
Yeah, I love how the editors cut from her going, yeah, like, I get it. I fucked him. But I'm a better person now, and I've grown. And then it cuts to her going, he can suck my fucking dick, and he's lucky I didn't shove a stiletto down his throat and then up his asshole. Well, that's seriously, you know, that's wasting two shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, Kristen. Like Violet Kristen.
Yeah. So now Sheena decides to get in the mix a little bit more. So she starts yelling at Jax because she's like, Brittany's outside. Like, she's in here. And he's like, so what? And he's like, I'm not going to go chase her down the street. She's like, you should. That's the level you're fucking like, Jax. You do not deserve her.
And Tom's like, bro, Sheena, bro, it's not like you saw it go down. Like,
and he starts like moving his head like he's giving a blowjob, but his fingers also pointing up and down. And I'm not sure what the hell kind of sex Tom is used to having, but it was hilarious watching him reenact it in his sexual mime.
Yeah. So Jax is really mad at Faith. He's like, what the fuck is she doing? I mean, this is the sort of shit that like fucks up people's lives. I'm like, yeah, so is cheating, Jax. So is cheating.
Yeah, but I can't feel bad for Brittany. I'm sorry. But you know what else is something that fucks up people's lives? Dating Jax, okay?
Yeah.
The guy is basically like coming with a label at this point. Everybody knows, and you're still dating him, so have yeah, fun with that.
Like, I'm loath to take the stance of, like, she had it coming or she should have known better. Never blame the victim. But sometimes it's like, if there is a label on the Clorox, don't drink the Clorox. If it says, if you drink this, you'll die, you know, don't do it. Don't
right.
do
it's
it.
Not that we, it's not that we're happy for the kids. You know, like, no one's happy for the girl who drank the Drano and Heather's and then fell through a coffee table. Like, no one's like, oh, she deserved
spoiler.
It.
Just kidding.
But I was like, oh no, what did I do?
I got hold you so on, nervous now. I got you hold so nervous.
Hold on. But at the same time, you know, yeah.
Listen, it doesn't excuse Jax cheating, but, you know, there's certain people in life where it's like, you know what, the signs, it's not even just that the signs were there, it was the televised documented footage was there.
Sorry, yeah, but Brittany. I think once you like really get on a very intense like antibiotic regimen for somebody,
yeah,
it's like a certain kind of commitment, you know, and well, it still hurts when they cheat.
Well, here's where Brittany really went wrong. She's like, I just wish, you know, I wish I was the one who changed Jax Taylor because I really thought he was changing for me and really wanted to be in this relationship. But it turns out he wasn't changing. I didn't change him. I'm like, well, see, yeah. There's your problem. You can't expect to change people, and that's your fault.
Yeah, and you're wearing a satin dress with panty lines, and you're getting into a Mazda Uber. It's like life isn't getting better, you know? At some point, you just have to be like, here I am in a prom dress from BB, you know,
I just need some me time, and if I can't have me time, I'll have a Miata time.
So Sheena's like,
back me up, seriously.
And then she's basically yelling, and she tells us,
all of us girls are going to rally around Brittany, and if this is true, we're going to call Lorena Bobbitt on his ass.
Like, it's the wrong part, but yeah, it's fine.
Spoken as someone who's probably cheated on everyone she's ever been with. I'm like, yeah. Okay, Sheena.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go there, but she was the other woman for Eddie Cyprian, so.
Yeah. So James is like, I'm taking you home because she cried and said she missed her period and you're not welcome home. Brittany couldn't get anyone else to tell you, so she's turned the welcome mat upside down, which means you're not welcome home. And Jax is like, ruining my life. And then, yeah, Brittany leaves in her Mazda. And Lisa's like, what is it, person who looks like Peter but is in shockingly better shape? What are you doing at my home here in the daytime? I can't believe it. Someone is here. It is a new car. I cannot believe it.
Yes, because it's the next day and we're at Villa Rosa. Hanky is there taking a dip in the well, of course, he's always taking a dip. That's where he lives. And Lisa's car broker, Fadi, comes over with a new Rolls Royce. And so Lisa is like, they're like, oh, it's the Rolls Royce I've always wanted. I don't want to ask for things because I don't want to be a brat like everyone else on this show, but I did sort of suggest my way. Isn't this a wonderful moment? And then Stassi comes walking up the driveway, and it's like, wah, wah, wah.
That I did not hint at. I need to get better at my hint. I just kept hinting it at Ken. I would say, rah, rah.
Rah, 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 rah.
Hey, Ken. Are you really raunchy tonight, Ken? Hey, Ken. Are you roly, roly? Ruly roo roo ra 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 Caden. He's like, zuff, 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 zuff. I hate the doors on that Rolls Royce.
I'll get you a new one, darling.
Oh, my hinting has worked.
I think I would like to have a bread roll at the Royce Theater.
What a rude roll, am I right, Ken?
Oh, I'll just get you a new Rolls Royce then.
Oh, Ken, what a wonderful idea. How nice of you. Does it come with any accessories? This is just saucy. Oh!
No, damn it! Well, what a pain in the ass, but she does have style.
Meanwhile, Stassi's wearing like some shirt with like a million little strings tied around the sides.
Yeah.
Lisa's like, "You're born with that kind of style."
Stassi's look these days is sort of like she's hanging a bunch of gift bags off her shoulders. Just the really long ones that come together to look like a dress. And Stassi's like, RRAF. Like, seriously? Like, I don't even have central AC in my apartment AF.
Oh no, Ken has sent a Rolls Royce American Fiata.
Oh,
thank
dear.
You for the hinting.
Oh dear, you get a Rolls Royce and a street urchin shows up. Yeah, here's a dollar.
Yes, sir, you can have some more Oliver Twisty Stassi Stassi. You're born with that kind of Oliver Twist gumption.
So Stassi comes down, she's like, "Hi Lisa, like I'm here AF." Like, and Lisa's like,
"Wait, before you go, Italian Peter with a better haircut and workout regimen, is there gas in the car?"
And she's like, "Don't you even know how to like put your gas in your car? Like, what are you, Gail and Oprah in one?"
She's like, "No, I don't."
She's like, "Do you know how to go to the grocery store?" She's like, "Of course, Stassi."
What sort of ignorant question is that? The grocery store, of course, is where you go to get diamonds.
I know how to go to the grocery store. I walk right up to Diana and I say, "Diana, I own you. Now get me some meat in my refrigerator before you're done in this town." And she does it.
Oh, yes, I've been to many, many grocery stores. My favorite one is one called Wahale Foods. Lisa, that's Whole Foods, AF. Oh.
Gearsone.
Okay, I admit it. I've never actually been inside Wahale Foods. I've just stopped to sign the petitions for Greenpeace. I support the Greenpeace community.
I once met a shepherd at a farm called Bristol. Does that count?
I met a lovely man named Joe. He was a traitor. I went in and everyone was wearing Hawaiian shirts and I realized I must have been at a homeless shelter, so I left to find a proper grocery store.
There were these boxes on wheels that one rolled around and I would tell Ken, "Look at that. Unfortunately, it's not a rubber." And now I have a Rolls Royce.
You would never believe what they can put into a can. Can you believe it? See that wordplay, Stassi? That's the sort of wordplay you get from my friend Ralph. He has a story.
Oh, and now Ken has hired a can-can troop to come in and can-can for us. What a wonderful hint we gave him, Stassi.
So they sit down together, and Stassi's like, "Oh my god, you're wearing my like favorite AF, it's color AF. She's like, "That means good vibes." She's like,
"I'm also wearing a cutout in the back of a button-up shirt."
Stassi day.
So
I've forgiven Stassi. I've pressed the reset button on Stassi of the Oliver Twist fame. You're welcome. So she's like, "I understand you want to get into event planning as a J-O-B. We don't say that word out loud in this house. You get the point, don't you? I'm hinting at you. You get the hint, don't you, Stassi?"
Not really.
Yeah. So Stassi, the clown music starts. It's like, doo-dum, doo-dum. Like, does Stassi ever have a job, clown music?
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, "Well, I love styling, decorating, parties, cakes, like decorating rose. Cakes, partying cakes, rosé. Like, I love environments and atmospheres. And so, like, event planning is like styling an atmosphere." And then the music just stops and Lisa's staring at her like,
"Is this Greenpeace now? It's happening. Are we restyling the environment now?"
So many words coming out of her. I don't understand it.
"Darling, there's a hole in your ozone. Go fix it."
Save the dolphins, am I right?
So, basically, Stassi wants to be an event planner at Sir. She wants to start at Sir. And so, you know, this is where Lisa's like, you know, Stassi, you know, she's a pain in the ass, but she does have her own sense of style, and that can't be taught. Which, of course, is like, I mean, she may have a sense of style. I don't know if it's a good sense of style, but it's definitely a sense of style.
She has a sense of pirate style. She's like
Granny Pirate.
If ever we decide to open up a restaurant in the middle of the ride, the Pirates of the Caribbean, Stassi will be the perfect pirate style to pull it off.
So then after, you know, Lisa's like, all right, you can do this. Stassi tells her that she's back with Patrick, which surprises Lisa Vanderpump. And then Stassi starts talking about how she was so mad that she missed the whole Jax situation go down at Sheena's party, because she's always wanted to impale someone and have their head on a stick in her apartment, and she really felt like that was going to be her chance to do it.
And Lisa's just looking at her like, well, why didn't you, darling? You should have hinted at Ken. He would have done it. But I love how Lisa is letting Stassi do this. She goes, all right, well, Guillermo's having a party on Saturday at the restaurant, so just go in there and find part of the room and make it pretty. And make sure you upsell, all right? Do you want warm potato salad? What you want? Do you need a DJ booth? Do you need a busboy? Do you need a pizza griller? All in one? Call James. Upsell.
Do you need more lavender highlights behind your Eastern artwork? Do you? We have a Buddha statue and a planter. Purple highlights behind both, please.
Would you like to give your guests the opportunity to take a picture with a giant planter? It's like Santa, only it doesn't promise your children anything. It's Planter Claus. Upsell, Stassi.
You can sit on its lap, but don't fall in. That's for Krampus.
So now about this Patrick. We don't even serve buns on the table, it's so why would we serve men with buns on their head? Explain to me the bun on the head.
She's like, well, he's like smart, but then he like breaks up with me, but now we're back together AF. Okay.
Yeah, well, we'll see how long that lasts. So then the moment that we never knew we needed, but we were so glad happened, we went to commercial and we got to see an extended advertisement for the new Pitch Perfect movie featuring some of our favorite Vanderpump Rules cast members.
This was shockingly good. I loved it. Okay. I love Pitch Perfect. I love every Pitch Perfect. I love Glee. Like, I don't care. I'm into it. Even if there's Kristen in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they were singing like 12 Gates of Lang. But it was like, it was Vanderpump Rules stuff. So it's like 12 crack pipes cracking.
I didn't even like take any notes about it because I was just in such shock. I think at one point Sheena like flipped her hair and did like a weird like Beyonce hand thing, and she was like, five palm teenies. Just like, I don't know what's happening.
I just thought it was so perfect that they have a cast as off key and tone deaf as Vanderpump Rules, literally fighting pitch. Like, literally fighting Pitch Perfect. Yeah. They're like,
no, we'll sing what we want to. Give me an E.
And then Sheena says, five non-engagement rings. How does that even make sense? And how is Sheena the only singer in here and she's the worst? Like, they gave her one line where she's like, that's five engagement rings. Wah! And she flips her, you know, her hair. Wig. And I was like, she even speaks off tune.
Well, she is like innately auto-tuned, so that's what makes it strange.
Yeah.
How do you auto-tune
and Kristen's
auto-tune?
Kristen's like, nine, It was a pretty cute commercial.
They like dubbed her over with someone, because her voice was like, on the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I was like, wait, that is not Kristen. I'm sorry.
Seriously? I think it was Kristen. I think it was really Kristen. It's just through the auto-tune stuff. I was really impressed with Kristen. Wow. I hope she turns her whole t-shirt meme line into songs now, just has an album. Like, you can get to the top of the mountain if you just start climbing it.
Hang in there.
Wish not want.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. Fa la 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 la.
Yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Like, oh, God, get Sheena out of here, please.
She's so derivative. Sheena's,
Sheena's ruining Christmas, okay? Get Sheena out of here.
So, speaking of music, when we came back to the show, the music, the public domain music that they played, the royalty-free music, had a really interesting lyric. Did you catch this one?
Yes, I'm so glad you got this. I've got all the lyrics written down.
It was like, save me from the specimen. I was like,
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's getting saved from specimens on this show.
Save me from the specimen. Save me, because I can feel that something's happening.
I'm like, wait, you're starting with specimen. If you can't write specimen, just don't start with that. You know what I mean?
It's just one of those words that just doesn't really work well in a song. Specimen.
Well, not when the entire plot is about sperm. Like, come on, people.
Yeah.
Save me with your specimen. And then Sheena comes in. She's like, five keys of gagging. Oh, my God.
Five keys of jesses.
This song was bad enough. Someone clear Sheena, please.
So Brittany enters Katie's apartment, and she's just yapping about Faith, calling her a thirsty little bitch. And Jax was dumb enough to go with it. I'm like, you know what? I hate this. Jax is the dog here. Don't blame Faith. I'm sorry. Don't blame Faith. I mean, maybe Faith shouldn't have done that, but, like, it's just the classic. I hate that phrasing that Faith is the thirsty bitch and Jax was dumb enough to go with it, as if Jax is almost the innocent victim and he was swept up by Faith's, like, master plan. No, Jax is the dog here, okay? And Faith was the one who was dumb enough to go along with it.
Yeah, that whorehouse Faith is running at that old lady, 95-year-old lady's bedside.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I mean, I think Brittany, she really needs to get her shit together also. Because on top of the fact that she was handed with a bow three or four seasons worth of Vanderpump Rules, that well-documented Jax's behavior, she then tells us, you know, I came home once and there were fake eyelashes on the counter. I should have known. I'm like, yeah, exactly. That's when you leave him. Why would there be fake eyelashes on the counter, you dumb bitch?
Well, you never know. Tom could have just stayed over one night after being out late.
That's true.
But Katie's like, how have you been? Because Katie is doing this thing this season where she's sick of being hated online. So she's just nowhere ever, and she doesn't say much, but she says it with those, like, really serious eyes, like,
like, I'm really furious, and I'm going to talk about it with my eyebrows. But she's like, Brittany, you're such a good person. How are you feeling right now? And Brittany's like, I'm saying, and I'm mad, and I'm also saying, and also mad. I don't know how to put it.
I'm like, well, you need to learn more words, and they don't all have to rhyme, okay?
And you don't have to add extra syllables to them either.
Megan! Megan!
I'm like, you're naming all the terrorists that we're against in this CSI or this version of CTU.
So Brittany is, she's furious, and she's an emotional wreck, and she's, I'm gonna go to Vegas because I'm single now, and I'm gonna act single, and that's what I'm gonna do because my best friend is in Vegas. I'm just gonna go to Vegas. That's what's gonna happen. I'm like, really, the worst thing you could possibly do right now is go to Vegas. Like, that is never the answer at times like this. I think your answer should be go to the Bacara Spa up in Ojai or something like that, or like, Go anywhere but Vegas. Go to Palm Springs.
Darling, if you want to know what it's like to be single, get an adjustable bed, a memory foam body pillow, and a dog, okay? Just do it the happy way. No one's happy in Vegas, okay? That's where Nicolas Cage went to kill himself with Elizabeth Shue.
Exactly. Terrible decisions will happen up in Vegas.
That Katie, because she's a woman on this show, and they're always trying to come up with excuses for their terrible men. So Katie joined her in this. You know, Brittany's blaming Faith, and Katie's like, I don't know why Jax does this. Like, I can't believe he betrayed her. I feel like he has a serious problem that he needs to get help for. Oh, okay. So it's just an illness now. Okay.
Well, I like it. This is like
whorish sociopaths. Okay. It's not like a disease you just heal.
I also like that she has this bombshell revelation in season 6. Like, now she discovers, I finally decided that he needs help.
Yeah, but you're the one with leprosy on your wrist, okay?
So then Jax,
whatever that tattoo is.
So Jax shows up, and importantly, this is something that really bothers me. Katie and Tom's peephole is not centered on their door. Did you notice that?
Also have that gold frame around it like they're on Friends.
Yes. And on top of that, the peephole is not centered, but they didn't put the frame around the peephole. So the peephole is outside the frame. I don't understand this. I don't understand why it's not centered. But then furthermore, I don't understand why, if you're going to put the frame up, why you don't put the frame around the peephole. Isn't that what you're trying to frame?
Frame the peephole, darling.
It's my new spinoff.
It's going to be a game show on Fox, where two idiots live in an apartment and see if they could put a frame rate to peephole. All right, Katie and Tom, you're up next. Are you ready to play Frame That Peephole? All right, first question. Can you frame the peephole? I'm afraid
you
lost.
Hold on, let me give you your hint.
Friend of people, friend of people.
Would you like to phone a friend? Would you like to phone a friend? Oh, yeah, Lisa. Hey, Jax. When I frame a people, where do I put the frame? Okay, great. All right, let's see what answer you've come up with. All right. Oh, I'm so sorry. You put the frame outside the people. You failed to frame the people. As a consolation gift, we give you a glass of LVP sangria. Goodbye.
And Katie's like, well, I blame this all on the disease that the people has, and it just can't get its shit together. So Jax comes in, and he's pulling the old Jax tricks. He's like, look, I'm in a collared shirt and a sweater, like trying to look all innocent, like a little boy.
It was not a sweater. It was a sweatshirt. It was a Taco Bell sweatshirt.
He's like, look, at least I'll get Katie on my side.
He's like, I brought some ranch.
Yeah, he comes in with a Dorito taco shell in his pocket just to keep Katie on his side. She's like, I don't know why I'm agreeing with Jax right now. I don't know.
So Brittany is like in no mood for Jax. Like, you guys fucked. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
And she's screaming at him while Katie plays with Brittany's ponytail, which is kind of
By the way, Katie could not have been more bored. She was like, I'm like, Katie, you realize these people are having a huge fight right now. At least try to be enthused.
She's like stopping herself from like getting the ranch out of the fridge. You know, that's all she's thinking of. She's like, do not do it on the camera again. Do not do it. Do not do it. And Brittany's like, send me the text to see us, Jax. And she looks at all the texts, and he's erased all of his own. So it's only Faith's that are showing. Like, he's the worst liar ever. And she goes, well, this says my phone is blowing up. That means you fucked her after everything I've done for you. And Jax goes, everything you've done for me. And then he stops himself, because this is usually when he's like, all I wanted was a ham sandwich. So he stops himself in the fight. And she's like, I moved here. I left my goat. And my mama.
For you. For a man I met on Instagram. I did this for you.
And Katie hugs her and just keeps staring at the refrigerator. She's like, wait, where did that smell go? Where did it go? I have the urge to follow Jax down the hallway. Is that weird? Would you be mad?
Well, Brittany has one of those like real good, like dramatic Tennessee Williams cries, right? Because she's like, I hate you, get out of my life. And then she like turns and like just sobs into Katie's boob. I was like, ooh, this is like some good sobbing. This is like real deep, like on stage sobbing. I loved it.
Yeah, she's got her community theater down. It just goes to show you, even if you're doing Oklahoma with the cast of barn animals that your mom is raising, you know, practice is practice, okay? Practice is practice.
Oklahoma your barn. Sometimes you say things, it takes me like a second to be like, Oklahoma with the barn.
She's like, oh, you did such a great job, little lammy. That was really good. You're just a lamb who can't say no. That was really good. Applaud, horse. Applaud. I've done everything for you.
Oh, the Jax and the farmer can be friends.
Oh, what a beautiful. Well, you almost got that rhythm right, pig. You almost got it.
Six unique restaurant is where I'm going to be.
So speaking of, let's go to Sexy Unique Restaurante.
That's for Mexican Night Taco Tuesdays, which has a spot open. Thankfully, James is here with a new whore.
So James is there with Raquel.
At Pump, yeah.
And he's like, well, here we are at Pump. It smells the same. Come in candles. Welcome, Raquel.
Yeah, Raquel, whose extension is falling out of her head. It's like it looks like she has like a waterfall of like Gigi's extension coming out. Poor girl.
And she's wearing those mom jeans that are short shorts that are pulled all the way up past the butt crack or whatever. And so the cheeks are hanging out. And Lisa's like, to what do I owe the pledge? Oh, Lord, you have shorter shorts, little whore girl. deja vu. And then they show Brittany when she came in her nightgown, her Fredericks of Hollywood nightie to her job interview.
Right. And Raquel's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's just that we're going to Jeremy's birthday after this. I'm like, well, if you're asking for a job, I think that is what takes the wardrobe precedence, not the random birthday downtown.
This is the original Jeremy's, right? I demand some respect. But I love that Lisa's like slut shaming her when they open the scene with a close up of a waitress's ass that's in short shorts. It's like, what's the difference? Are they different if they have pump written on them? Like, what's the difference? I don't really get it.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, look at that. Ken has bought me a trolley. Oh, you're so good at hints, Ken.
Never letting it go, okay? Never letting it go. So James is like,
today we're here for Raquel, Lisa.
Yeah, Raquel basically wants to work at Vanderpump Dogs. And Lisa's like, all right, so what do you do? She's like, what do you mean? She's like, well, what do you do as a job? She's like, well, I'm a model. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, but I also go to school. She goes, oh, do you? What do you study? And she's like, kinesiology. She goes, oh, well, look at that. A professional kazoo player. Well done.
This might be a hoe broken enough to take under Mama Bird's wing.
Lisa's like, well, she doesn't seem very bright, but she calls herself a model and she has very pedestrian looks. And, you know, that is my favorite kind of model. The broken bird who thinks she's much more attractive than she is. You're hired.
I like how she doesn't even hire. She goes, well, I think you should be a volunteer. Because basically, a volunteer is all about combing dogs and cleaning up mess.
And, you know, you've practiced with James.
James is like, wiggy, wiggy.
Wiggy, wiggy. Now that we're here, Lisa, I have something I want to say, wiggy, 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 wiggy.
I have some keys.
Oh, Lord.
I found some keys to a geo. Does anyone have a geo here at Pump? Richardson?
So she's like, well, I was impressed that you were actually making about Raquel for the day. And he's like, well, I didn't want to waste your precious time. You're busy, so, you know, I just wanted to kill birds with some rocks. And she's like, no, that's not how it is, James. You just murdered innocent animals. I'm calling you, Lynn.
Ulin.
So she goes, the Yulin bird hit by rocks festivals.
James starts doing his typical plea. He's like, oh, you know, Lisa, I just, you know, I love you. I miss Sir, I miss you, I miss Ken, I miss the pumptinis, I miss the plants, I miss the planters, I miss the purple highlights, I miss the warm potato salad. I just miss you all so much. And I just thought I'd come back, maybe do something on Wednesday nights or Friday nights. I don't know, Lisa, I'm a good boy now. I'm good.
I miss the refrigerator. Remember those long talks we had by that refrigerator? Lisa, I'm only drinking ice cream now. Please, Lisa. And she's like, all right, I'll give you Taco Tuesdays.
She says, we might be able to give it a try. I don't know. Steve Aoki has also shown some interest in DJing at Sir. I believe Marshmallow has also shown some interest. And same with Zed. But we could maybe work something out with you.
Oh, look, Ken sent me a zebra. All right, Ken, I'm no longer hinting. Stop sending me things.
So over at Jeremy's party, Tom 2's there. And Tom 2 is just wasted. He's been drinking since Sheena's party the night before. And Ariana's like, Schwartz is wasted. He started at Sheena's birthday and never stopped. I mean, after a while, it's not cute, dude. Do something different. What?
I mean, why stop now? It's been 6 years. Exactly. Tom is like, oh, gosh, this is the second birthday party in 12 hours I've been to that Katie hasn't been invited to. Oh, my God. I'm like, maybe you should stop going to these parties that your wife isn't invited to.
Yeah, he's like, I'm really testing that saying. You know, happy wife, happy life.
You're not ever going to have a happy wife, so you might as well have a happy life. Is that what you meant? Because we're here for that.
Well, Katie's happy because she's at home, like, with a giant bowl of iceberg lettuce dancing around her apartment to Les Mis.
reading the bubba sign over and over and over again with her non-centered people.
Yeah. So James is talking to Logan. Logan is the gay. And James is like, I can't believe Faith didn't come today, mate. And then they're like, yeah, I can't believe she's not here, yada, yada, yada. And
of course, Logan's like, well, Faith isn't the cheater because she's not the one in the relationship, right, James? Stop it. Raquel's here right now. Of course, Logan's like standing up for the other Logan, you know.
Raquel has Brittany, no idea what's going on. She thinks she's at a Bed Bath & Beyond. Just waiting to see the towels.
She's like, this is beyond. Where do I wash the dog?
Like, I get that we're at the Beyond place, but where's the Bed and the Bath part?
I love Beyond A. No. You're not working for Beyonce, darling. You're working at Bed Bath & Beyond A. This is going to be a 5-hour recap about nothing. I don't even know what I'm talking
like,
about.
I was
today.
Quiet just now because I got lost in my own head thinking about a linens and things joke I could make. I was like, could I make a linens and things joke right now? And should I?
Solange and things, darling.
I just like that at a time in our history, there were two bedding stores that like had some vagaries in their titles, you know, like it's Bed Bath and Beyond and linens and things, you know, it's just like, we'll just leave it open-ended in case we want to add in, you know, turtles. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
not
even
home
sense.
Not even home stores can commit to what they want this day and age, darling.
Yeah, it's like Tom Schwartz named it. Why don't you call it like linens and things? Great, let's do it. We'll never go out of business, never ever.
Tom's store would be called Sheets.
Holy Sheets. And we'll sell sheets that have holes in them. Because that way I can put my dick through them and Jax can like see it and be like, oh my God, bro.
It's like we're always Middle Eastern virgins. So Brittany is walking down the hallway from Katie's house. This development is hilarious, by the way, that they live right next door. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. She's like, hi, dogs. I'm sorry to leave you, dogs. Go away, Jax! Go away! Did you have her in my bed, Jax?
Was in my bed? Tell me the truth. You did have sex with her. You did!
And Jax is like, yes, it's true, yes.
He's the worst liar. He's so stupid. She goes, remember when I found those lashes? Were those hers? And he goes, no one was here. At least say it was like the maid or like.
Well, it's what's funny is like when he decides to like not lie anymore. It's like, you slept with her, did you? No, of course not. You slept with her. No, of course not. Those eyelashes, they weren't. No one was here. Come on, Jax. Yeah, it's all true. It's like, and he's like, listen, I've learned that like denying it for month after month after month never works, so I'll just fess up to it. And yeah. I'm sort of sad. I sort of like the month after month denial because it's such a great build-up, because at a certain point you start to, it becomes like a mind game, because we all know that Jax did it, but then after like episode 18 you start to say to yourself, maybe he didn't. I don't know, maybe he didn't. And then he did and you're like, oh yeah, God, well, I love this show.
I think it was a social experiment, because online there were actual threads, you know, on our own Facebook groups. People like, I actually believe Jax this time. I think Faith is just thirsty, you know. It's like a social experiment to see how many people Jax can still trick with his lies, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I did it. And then he turns his back to give her the Taco Bell logo. And she's like, I'm not Katie. That's not going to work on me. He's like, oh, darn it. She's like, I'm going to Vegas, you son of a bitch. Cool Kingsley, come out from under the bed. He's done yelling at me. It's like, you're the one yelling.
Well, Jax is, I like that Jax is, you know, he's trying to make excuses and he's like, well, you know, it was when we were going through a hard time. Brittany's like, I didn't do that to you. And he's like, does not compute. Do not understand that logic.
He's like, you're right. Like, yeah. Stassi had him trained at least that well, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that he's like, we were fighting, and then they show clips of their stupid spinoff, and he's like, ham sandwich! And then he tells us, he goes, gosh, there's just so many things going through my head right now. Like, I didn't know she was going to say anything. Oh, I don't know. Like, he's just mad that Faith said something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's just mad that he got caught.
Yeah. So she cries all over her dogs and then goes to Vegas, leaving her dogs in the most abusive situation they could ever be in.
Like, yeah. I feel bad for dogs when they get used as tissues. She's like, oh, and then she's like, right into his leg, into his hair. Kingsley. I think Kingsley, that name is cursed for dogs at this point.
Yeah, Kingsley's not a good name. At least he didn't rip off anybody's face, so that's good. Sorry, Kingsley, wherever you are in that farm of the sky, Kingsley Richards. So back at the Tom party, Jeremy party, Tom's like,
oh, bro, it's Long Beach Pride, and I want to go because I want to show Lisa that I want this partnership alive, bro.
Yeah. And so he is making plans to go down to Long Beach to, you know, like, bury the hatchet with Lisa, because he realizes that she's his meal ticket. So while he's making those plans, James starts telling everyone about Faith's period, about how she basically didn't have one and that she might be pregnant with Jax's baby. So now everyone's like in a Twitter about this whole situation.
Yeah, James just walking through like,
hello, it's me, Taco Tuesdays. Don't forget, by the way, Faith might be pregnant. Faith might be pregnant.
I'm like, God, James. Right after he was telling Faith,
no, shh, come on. You can tell me. I won't tell her so.
Yeah. And I also like, by the way, then there's like this weird moment at this party where the camera was kind of like drifting through, picking up random snippets of conversation. And like, apparently Kristen had gone up to James the night before. I was like, I want to talk about our relationship. I still have some unresolved things. But we didn't really hear any more about that. And then we see Sheena talking to a random girl. And Sheena just goes, she hates him. She can live with me until she figures some things out. And, you know, the girl's probably like, who are you? I'm just here to get my Red Bull and vodka.
Also, what is that situation like?
Even when I'm not there, I'm there. I just tell her to, like, sit in front of my good side painting. My printed canvas. She can just cry to that. Because, like, I'm really feeling for her. Like, that girl in that picture was so sad she married Shay. Do you guys remember?
I think I'll have one of each of the prime cocktails, please. So then Schwartz is off in a corner, and Tom Sandoval sits down next to him, and they're talking about Jax, and Schwartz just starts to cry. He's like, I'm just drunk, Bubba. And Tom's
what's like, wrong, dude? What is it, dude? You're like the best guy in the world, bro.
And Schwartz is like, oh, for the first time in my life, I realize I have no drive. I'm like, so it wasn't after the time when you freaked out after bartending for one day that was too hard for you?
It wasn't when you started this season wearing one of those Old Navy iron plaid or little tiny flower pattern shirts. And you know I recognize them because I have them. But I'm like, you make money. Why are you wearing this? And he's like, I have no drive. And Tom's like,
that's why we've got Uber, bro. Don't hate yourself. Don't hate yourself, bro.
So then Tom Sandoval starts to cry. And poor Tom Sandoval. HD was not his friend because you could see his fake tan tracks. And literally, it's like the song Tracks in My Tears. It was like, finally we see someone's tracks, their tears. Because it was like the tears were just like cutting through the fake tan.
The tracks of my Ibiza tan. Because Ibiza is not just a place where charity is done, okay? It's also a tanning salon on Fairfax and Willoughby.
That's right.
It is. So Thomas like,
I can tell, I'm no psychic, know that, bro. But I can tell you the future, we're going to have a bar. It's going to be called Tom Tom and not la 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 la. Okay, bro?
Oh, wait, we're having a bar? Oh, I'm going to go home now. That's too much. So back in Hollywood, Brittany is packing her shit and she's calling her mom. She's like, Mom, hey Jaded, I'm gonna leave. I'm going to Vegas. I'm not gonna look at him. I'm gonna just blow my nose in the dogs a few more times. I'm leaving. He's just awful. I tried my whole life for him. Mom, he cheated. She's like, oh, well, that's too bad. Well, just stay calm. Anyway, I got some coupons, so I'm gonna go to the grocery store. Bye.
Yeah, I've got to put some white frosting on my lips. Can we talk later? Hey, now, don't you let that little herpes-ridden HPV-mobile get out of there before you sign a season 2 contract for our show. You got that, little bitch? I will ruin your entire ensemble cast of Oklahoma in that barn if you don't come back here with a contract. Got it?
Brittany's like, I hate him, Mom. I hate him. And she, like, pushes over a picture frame. There, did you hear that, Mom? Did you hear that clank? That was the sound of my hatred.
as I pushed over a frame, Mom. That's good, dear. Come back to Versailles.
She's like, was that the sand of that frame I bought you from Five and Below? Because I'm not happy right now.
Listen, I bought you that from Steinmart, okay? Don't be pushing over my Steinmart gifts, okay?
You don't treat somebody like this if you love him, which means that he don't love me.
Like, welcome. Well, welcome to the show, Brittany.
Yeah,
you exactly. Finally arrived.
So she finally decides to leave also. And, of note, she and Jax have the same yellow picture frame on their door, too. But theirs is actually around a peephole. That was very important for me to announce to the listeners.
Yeah, Jax is like, she may not make a ham sandwich, but she sure knows how to center a peephole.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we have to do? Because, you know, we're going to, like, there are going to be ads that are going to be, like, dynamically placed in our ads and in our shows. We are supposed to put a musical bed, like a 6-second musical bed that and the ads will play during the musical bed. But we forgot to get a musical bed set up. So we can do, why don't we do an acapella Sheena and Sandoval duet for 6 seconds, okay?
Okay.
I'll be Sheena.
Okay.
Okay. That was great.
That was so good.
That was, I have to mark down. Where were we? Where are we in our recording? Wow. 59 minutes. Great. Wow. We're really on.
just search for that moment where your Final Cut Pro commits suicide.
Just look for that moment when all the buzzards start flying to the window.
Yeah. Just wait for all the birds to start. Yeah. Killing themselves against your window.
Oh my goodness. We probably actually have another ad today, but we forgot to look at that. So we'll just keep going forward. Let's forge on ahead.
Speaking of buzzards, you know, slamming themselves into glass windows, let's go to Long Beach Pride, darling.
Yes. Is there such a thing as pride in Long Beach? I'm not sure. But at least there's
a haunted
shit.
How dare you, sir? I used to live in Long Beach, second in Cherry, when I was 20 years old. And let me tell you, that town will never forget who Grandma Lisa was.
I used to love that show, Second in Cherry. That was a great show.
It should have been one.
It's like 8th and Ocean. Remember 8th and Ocean on MTV? One of the most amazing shows that were totally forgotten about in the annals of pop culture.
Well, now that you're talking of annals, here we are at Pride. Get it!
Here we are.
So Lisa had Rocio, hot glue gun, a bunch of like puffy, like pencil puffs to a white hat and a dress. And she just whips that out every time she has to do a random Pride.
Yeah.
It's like an odd crafts project that Rocio made.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's the Long Beach Pride. She doesn't have to do anything too special. But she arrives in some neighborhood with a guy who runs the parade. And she's like, "Your Grand Marshal, reporting for duty."
I've been an advocate for the gay R's for a long time, LB. Here I am, Kin. Let's get this floater started.
And it's basically the old Rolls Royce, which she hates the doors to. And he puts the top down, and she just sits on top and waves, and he drives around like, hello, gay people. Hello, homosexuals.
Gay people. What sort of janky-ass proper it has me actually driving my own float? I don't understand this. I'm going to knock the organizer. Spark out!
Knock your spark out, gay people. You know, God invented Adam and Eve, and he also invented Adam and Steve, who fucked behind Eve's back, and no one believed it until that young Faith came in and took a couch. Long Beach,
Oh, is that an aquarium I see? Oh, okay, Long Beach Pride.
So, Tom and Ariana, like, run up to the side, and they're like, "Hi, Lisa! Hi, we're here! And Lisa's like, "Oh, look! It's Tom and Ariana! One half of Tom-Tom! And a girl!" And she's like, "Where's the other Tom?" He's like, oh, Lisa's alright. He's, like, taking a shit right now. Oh, hilarious! Actually disgusting! But I guess hilarious.
He's pooping right now.
Well, nice of them to pop down, actually.
He said pooping, Ken. Pooping, not popping. Pooping.
Yeah. We've all got to do it. I think I just did it. I think I just did it as well, darling.
Oh, yeah, I like when she's on the car. Yeah. She's so deadpan on the car. She's done so many gay prides by now. She's like waving. She's like,
hello, homosexuals. It's so overwhelming and so emotional. They understand how much I support them. Look at you being yourself, unless you're Mr. Jax Taylor. Get it, homosexuals.
Anyway, yada, yada, yada. Hand wave, hand wave. Gay dogs, here I am.
Odd dogs. Odd little gay dogs. So she's like, oh, looky there. The Tom that pooped.
And he's like, sorry, I couldn't help it. And then Ken starts doing that thing where he's like, thank you for coming. Now, where's all the people that didn't come? Yeah. Where's Jax? Where's James? Where's Peter? Where's Rocio?
Where's Guillermo? Where's Raquel?
Someone posted on one of the Watcher Crappens, one of our pages or who knows where, something that actually Sexy Unique Podcast remarked about, which is Lara, who I just met Lara last week, and she is just fabulous. Love her. So funny. She's definitely going to come on to our show. We'll do some cross-pollination. But apparently they describe Raquel as a balloon that someone... someone drew eyes and a smile on. And I'm like, that has so stuck with me. Like, I cannot get that out of my head. Like, when you say Raquel, I'm just imagining a balloon that someone drew a face on.
That is perfect. And then when she talks, it's like when you let the air out of the balloon by, like, holding the air hole and, like, stretching it out. So it's like...
yeah. Pin the extension on the balloon, yes.
Oh, Lara, we have a long, wonderful friendship approaching us, darling.
Yes, darling. So, Tom Sandoval tells Lisa that Jax admitted to having sexual relations with Faith, and like, oh, I think, is this when also Tom starts saying like, oh, Lisa, you know, I'm really sorry about all that stuff. You know, I love you, and I want to do business with you, and she's like, oh, darling. I can't talk about this right now. I'm just so massively popular. I've just been signing autographs and waving at people all day and pulling out of my old gay pride bag of tricks, you know, RRs, and I support the community, etc. I just can't talk about this. But yes, you can still be in the
darling, room. I'm not here for your talent or your brain or your ideas or your drinks or your money for that matter. Just be enthusiastic, okay? Stand there, say rah-rah, siskumba. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, we got a Rolls Royce.
Yes, we got it, Ken.
I mean, the only real reason why I brought you on board to Tom, is because I like the purple thing in your hair. It reminds me of the accent lighting and stir. What? You got rid of it? Oh, well. All right.
So, Tom, they all come upon this, like, fat guy bent over a bucket being, you know, lightly whipped by another guy in leather. And Tom's like, whoa, dry spell. Because that's their plot line this year. He said it like three times. He's like, me and Ariana are in a dry spell, so maybe she could whip me. And Ariana's like, well, this is like the flogger and the floggee. This is their communication, okay? And they communicate by like, they communicate through a whip. And there's like safe words. And he's like, just hit me. She's like, okay. And she gets really into it. He's like,
I loved it, bro.
Yeah, I love that when she hits him, he just goes, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
So, Lisa, at one point, Lisa, I guess, is curious about what's going on with Jax and Brittany, and she goes, where is Brittany now? Is she absolutely brokenhearted? I'm like, wow, her broken bird meter is off the charts. She's like, it took me a little moment for me to realize how broken she must be right now.
I sense that Brittany is taking shots of tequila. Right. Now in very hot atmosphere, and Mr. Jax Taylor is nowhere around. Is it Las Vegas?
They're like, oh my god, your broken bird homing devices are amazing.
And Schwartz is just, he's still sticking up for Jax. He's like, oh, well, you know, Jax just loves in a different way. I'm like, I don't, that's a nice way to put it. I think it's not so much a different way. It's just like an asshole, terrible, doesn't really love in any way sort of way.
Yeah. He's like, it's in his nature. Okay? He can't help himself, Baba. She's like, don't tell me about Mr. Jack Taylor.
He stole all the bank bonds out of my vault. He is no longer invited to Mr. Peanut's planter Christmas party.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. I'm coughing.
I'm coughing too because we're doing so much LVP voice that my entire throat is like is totally scratched up, and like this cold brew is making weird shit come out of my mouth. Like I don't even know the shit I'm saying. I don't even feel buzzed. I just feel like I'm saying weird shit. I'm just like I'm like. Like ballpoint pen. It's like what?
Well, I'm lying down in the guest room as usual, and just lying here for a couple of hours while we record is really not good for my brain. Like everything hurts, and the blood's flowing to weird places, and I'm just sitting here going.
Well, I'm having a hard time because I feel like I can't remember anything that happened in between my notes. Like usually, I have the notes help me sort of like remember. Oh, this happens in this scene. This happens in this scene. But I. Much like a server, I'm blacking out between the things I wrote down.
Server.
But here's one thing I did know. We went to commercial, and God bless Andy Cohen. He finally cut that shaggy hair of his that he's been rocking for a few months, and it's back now to being super cute. So thank you, Andy.
Yes, and I know we say a lot of shitty things, you know, on this show, and we're always giving Andy shit, especially for his interstitials, where he's like, well, tonight we've got someone from Vanderpump Rules and a lady to drool, and then he'll cut off because he can never get it in on time. I would like to say, I don't know if someone was like, those queens were making fun of you because you still don't know how to do this after 6 years. But that guy has been getting every interstitial in there, even with enough time to nod at the camera. And I feel like he's personally telling me, so fuck you, queen.
Well, okay? I think, though, this one, there was a little bit of a cutoff because Jax was on there. So there was, I think Jax, he's like, so Jax, a lot of stuff to process tonight, right? And Jax's like, yeah, well. That was me.
Did you quit?
No, that was me doing the cut of Jax. That was me.
I was like, oh, no.
Remember how we were talking about...
Andy Cohen is Mercury in retrograde. That we finally found who's at fault.
Remember that time 15 seconds ago when we were talking about how the interstitials cut off, so I made my interstitial cut off?
No, I'm totally into you like a TV show. I'm just watching you like TV. I'm like, what happened? Probably how everybody feels when those interstitials get cut off. They're like, wait a minute, what happened?
Hey, guys, coming up tonight, we got Jax Taylor and Pumps from Oklahoma, Sweet Home Oklahoma. That's what they were
saying.
But either way, for as much shit as we give Andy, his hair looks great, and that's the haircut he should always have because he is super, super cute. And the shagginess made him look older, and now he looks young again. And we like when Andy looks in peak form.
Well, it might also be that he's sitting next to Jax. It's like everybody looks better sitting next to a sweaty scab.
Okay. That's true too. And didn't you feel that tinge of sadness when they had a flashback earlier in the episode to Hot Jax, his season one when he was cut and supermodely? I was sad. I was like, I miss that.
I know
Jax.
His old face, his natural face was so weird. And then Brittany's like, I'm gonna punch him in his fake nose. It's like, oh snap.
So believe it or not, there are other things happening this episode. When we come back from Andy's commercial, we have Stassi, who is wearing some sort of monochrome picnic blanket. It was like this black and white gingham something or another. Again, just this weird, weird situation going on. And she was very excited because...
I'm dying.
What?
Did you hear me coughing?
No, I just heard you go, I'm dying.
Yeah, I'm dying. Good, I'm glad this mic isn't picking it up. Okay, I'm sorry. Carry on, please.
Anyway,
Picnic poncho.
Yeah, she's wearing a picnic poncho. A black and white picnic poncho. It was like looking at a picnic basket, but it's from 1942. So you're like looking at it in black and white. So she's there and she's getting ready to go out on a date with Patrick. Patrick, of course, is Stassi's boyfriend that she had left the show for initially, and then she came back and he refused to be on the show, and then they broke up, and then she cried all last season, but now they're back together, and no one is more excited than Kristen.
Kristen's, oh my God, Kristen, it's like the boyfriend, you know, the boyfriend fucker. It's like the one who's going to steal your boy or trying to steal your boyfriend every time. Kristen just has a new toy to play with, and she's thrilled. She's like, "Oh my god, your closet's amazing, and you guys are like the prince and that lady he's going to marry. This is like going to be the best couple ever. I love him so much. I love his man bud. I love everything about him. Does he have a podcast? What's a podcast? I love it. Speaking to me like I'm your microphone, Patrick.
Oh. I want to hug first. I want to hug first. Okay, tell me about Peapods. I want to know everything about him.
Don't let me go.
So Patrick shows up. I cannot support the man bun. And believe it or not, I'm not as anti-man bun as everyone would think, perhaps. You know, I know a lot of people are very anti-man bun. I think man buns can actually still work for certain people. Patrick's was a little too, it was too aggressive. It was like a, it wasn't just like a man beehive back there. It was too much. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry, Patrick. I can't support it. And I know Stassi was very much in favor of it. She said she loved the man bun. But I
know because of Game of Thrones, but it's not like the, you know, it figures that she would like people from Game of Thrones because they like rape you or like they're horrible and abusive because, you know, it's like an old timey show, old timey, like it's from the 20s. You know, it's like that sci-fi fantasy stuff where they're like conquered, heads get chopped off and stuff. So, of course, she likes that kind of man. Patrick's kind of, here's my problem. I think he's really cute. Love his man bun, mostly because I'm jealous because I want one. But I think he's cute and stuff. I just don't like when strong women on TV that I love because they're so strong end up becoming these fucking pussies over these men. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's happening right now in Atlanta with Kenya and her, you know, invisible husband. And now it's happening with Stassi, and yeah. I do not like it.
I don't like it either. And to be fair, I actually understand the impulse to be like, I am a strong personality. I am a strong woman, or even I'm a strong man. I'm like in so many aspects of my life, I am like the alpha. And sometimes it's nice to like have a corner of my life where I'm the beta. So I get that. I actually do get it. But with Stassi, I just want her to be all alpha all the time.
Yeah. I mean, beta, you know, beta fish will kill you. That's the great thing about beta fish. Those are those fish you see in the pet store. They all have to be in their own individual little bowl. And they have those beautiful, you know what I mean, right? It looks like fabric just kind of slowly moving back and forth in the water. They're
like a monochromatic picnic blanket. Yes.
Yes, they're gorgeous fish. And they just sit there and don't do anything. So people call them betas. But they have to be in their own individual bowls because they will kill you. They will kill each other, okay?
Yeah.
You cannot have two in the same thing or they'll kill each other.
Maybe you need a beta blocker. Little beta.
That's the kind of beta I like, is what I'm saying. The kind of beta that it looks all calm until you put something too much like it in the same bowl and it kills it. Okay, so be that kind of beta, Stassi. That's my point.
To be fair, that is the motto of Vanderpump Rules. Put something too similar in the bowl and it kills it.
Get a bunch of like-minded smelly fish and put them in a bowl and watch them destroy each other. Yeah.
So meanwhile, back at Sir, we have an important update from Sheena, which is, I'm so hungry. I haven't had any carbs today. I'm starving.
Oh, Sheena. You know when people are really starving, how their bodies will eat all of their fat supplies and then start eating their brain. So it kind of explains a lot. Oh, also, I had to say one other thing. When Kristen walked into Stassi's place, she's like, hi. She's like, hi, dog. And the dog ran away from her. And I was like, okay, Kristen's here. Kristen's officially in the house. Okay.
Dog's like, either there's going to be an earthquake or Kristen's arrived. It's Kristen.
All the flowers start wilting.
All I know is I need to get into survival mode.
I'm going to have me carbs while I'm starving. Yeah.
So Brittany, Sheena, Tom, and Ariana. Brittany comes. She's like, hi. It's like the saddest, longest high ever.
Yeah, she's like, well, I went to Vegas, you know, to act like I was single, but I didn't like any of the guys. They all grossed me out. So, and I made some really bad decisions, you know, like putting on this silver bathing suit with side boob. Oh.
Here, I'll prove it with a flashback. And they're like, yeah, that was a bad decision. And Ariana's like, but how do you feel? You look great. How do you feel? She's like,
I'm going through different feelings. I go from really, really mad to really, really sad, to really, really
sad, bad. Really crazy.
To really, 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 really had.
Then I'm really, really glad.
Was it a really, really fad?
I don't know.
I want to really, really call my dad.
And Sheena's like, trust me, I know. That was me like 6 months ago. I was like, this has nothing to do yes. with you, and it's nothing like your situation, okay?
Sheena's going to be that one all season long, be like, ugh, I can't get the ketchup bottle open. I know, that was like me 6 months ago. It's like,
remember when I really, really missed my dad 6 months ago? It's like, wait a minute.
Oh my god, I found this amazing dress at Ross. Oh my god, that's like me 6 months ago. Sheena, you were not everyone 6 months ago.
Yeah, that was me 6 months ago, like when I had carbs.
Remember, Ronnie, when the Atlanta Falcons, remember when you came over, we were watching Super Bowl, and the Atlanta Falcons lost to the Patriots in the second half? Oh my god, that was me 6 months ago. No, Sheena, you are not my Super Bowl anecdote.
Yeah.
Brittany, if she was like working at that football game and she was the person calling it, she'd be like,
they got 2 points. And I'm really, really mad. And really, really sighing. And really, really dying. Really, really fired.
Oh, look, there's Tom Brady. He threw a ball. They got a touchdown. And, oh, no, I didn't want that touchdown. Oh, I hate Tom Brady. I hate him. I hate him. I hate Kingsley, come out from behind that bleacher. We can cry together. I hate him. I hate him.
I hate you, Tom Brady. I hate you.
Oh, my God. That was me 6 months ago. My ball was also deflated.
And Sheena's like, wow, I'll be happy to take all your tables.
Like, wow, that's so nice. Sheena's like, I'll take all of your living. You can go home now.
Sheena's like, literally, I'll take all the tables from your apartment. I'm redecorating. I think I'll have one of each of your prime tables.
I'll take one of each of your prime feelings from 6 months ago and like talk about how they were mine.
You know, I don't understand why people would think our podcast is awful. I mean... We're just like going on and on and on about this. We're just like, hey, let's rhyme bad with mad and had and sad.
And then I can't even do it. I got up to F and I was like, I'm totally out of rhymes.
I just can't imagine why we don't win over everyone.
Did you notice that Max was in this scene like multiple yes. times? And yeah, they kept saying, the Chiron would come on and say Max, and then he doesn't say anything. And then at the end, he's like,
it reminded me of the scene in The Sixth Sense when all the cabinets opened up for no reason. I was like, huh, that's strange that happened. Anyway, it doesn't have anything to do with anything, so let's go on.
he is the only one that anybody can, that Bruce Willis can actually see working. Like, notice Max is the only one working, and then everybody else is like, okay, we finished talking in this scene. Let's just walk off without any plates in our hands. It's like fucking Max is doing everything at that restaurant.
Well, and as I mentioned a few months ago, remember when it was like 1:30 in the morning and I was at a stoplight and Max was crossing the street in front of me, and then the don't walk thing started to flash, and he like sped up his walk to get through, and I was like, that is a fine young man right there, because it was a long intersection and anyone else would have just taken their sweet ass time. But he was like, no, mother, I have to get across the crosswalk. And I was like, I like, you know, Matt, he is a good man, that Max. He is a good
man. Because, you know, if your mother's Lisa, she'd be sitting at home like, I heard that you slowed in the crosswalk today. I thought we could trust you. I'm taking back your used Jeep.
You know, as a mother, you do everything you can to prepare them for the world. And you try to do your best and tell them to do their best. And then you find out they slow down at an intersection and you wonder, what did I do wrong? Is it because I did not let him meet his own mother? Is that what it was?
Did I not let my hand blink enough when he was a child?
So, let's...
So stupid. So stupid. So Patrick and Stassi are at Spring, downtown.
Let's make some head turns with the life of the party tonight.
It's a song. And so, then the life of the party is just them sitting there having date night. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Stassi's like, do I look like a skank though? And Patrick's like, yeah, that's what I like it. And so the waiter comes by and is like, so what do we want? What do we think about for dinner? And Stassi's like, so we like sharing things. So like, we're going to share a F, okay? Brussels sprouts and other Brussels sprouts, the side of Brussels sprouts. I don't know.
And then she's like, also steak. And then she goes, well, how do you like it? And at the same time, they both go, medium rare. It's like, that's when you know they're a real couple, because they both order the steak medium rare.
Love was in the air.
So and she goes, I talked to Lisa today about event planning. And he's like, you're an event planner? And she goes, no, but I'm trying to convince Lisa that I am.
I YouTube it.
Yeah, she's like, I YouTube it. I watched it for like hours. And he just looks at her like, I'm the one in the man bun. And I have an incredulous look on my face. Like, this is not how it was supposed to work out.
Yeah, he's like, okay, let me just blow her mind for a moment. This is going to be a real juggernaut. You're going to galvanize everyone. She's like, vocabulary AF. What do those words mean?
Come on. You know those words. Stop pretending to be dumber. It's like people who can really sing, but they don't want to embarrass themselves at karaoke, so they pretend they can't sing.
Yeah. She's dumbing herself down for Patrick.
Yeah, she's dumbing herself down for a guy with a bun. And yeah. She's like, I'm not used to being the one in a relationship that's not smart. And then the example flashback was her trying to teach Jax how a picture frame worked.
And the irony is that she had to teach it to Katie and Tom, because theirs is the yes. one that's not around the people.
Yeah, she's like, didn't get to the peephole part yet. I can't carry the entire world on my shoulder, okay?
Off-center AF.
So she tells them, I listened to your podcast, and, like, it made me immediately feel insecure about mine. Because, like, I want you to listen to mine and then tell me what to do. Yeah, and then that's when he's like, but you turned it into a juggernaut that's galvanized the civilization of mankind. And she's like, what? Small words, please.
What's mankind? I don't do well with compound words.
Are those the tall grays?
Are those men that like kind bars?
So he's like, well, I thought you'd have trouble with cultivated. She goes, I know what cultivated means.
Are we talking about yogurt?
I just promise not to say the C word anymore, okay?
So yeah, Patrick is like, they get your podcast once a week. I get you every day, and I still want more of you. And I thought to myself, can you imagine a 24/7 saucy podcast? This is very intense.
He goes, look, you're a good person. You're just batshit crazy, but you're uber talented. She's like, thank you. He's like, no, I meant you're like talented for Uber driving, but you should start.
Just trying to give you a lift. Thanks, I needed that. No, I'm trying to hire a Lyft car for you. So
he's like, you really know how to drive your own bus. She's like, I'm not falling for that one again. He's like, no, I meant it like you can control your life. She's like, oh, damn it. I never know when he's kidding.
I'm always up for the task, rabbit. How do you want me to respond to that? Is this a new nickname we're trying out, or are you suggesting I start cleaning people's asses? How about both?
Just tell me how to react. I don't want to break up over this MR steak, okay?
Could you imagine how amazing it would be if you went on to task, rabbit, and Stassi was there? First of all, it'd be very startling. You know, it's like, okay, I need someone to clean my house, like Stassi. I'd be like, ah! But then, like, could you imagine just hiring Stassi and she comes over and she wouldn't even clean. She would just belittle everything in your apartment.
She'd be like, oh my God, that toilet is so dirty.
Seriously, you want me to clean this toilet? Like, honestly, like, it'd be one thing if it was, like, a little dirty, but this honestly requires a hazmat team. Honestly, this pillowcase, literally, who does this? This is from Target? Ew. Awful.
She'd be, like, crying the whole time. She'd be like, oh, my God, how does this shirt have a ring around the collar, and I can't even get a ring? I'm so pissed. This is bullshit.
Every room would elicit a different emotional response. One room would be disdain, and the other one would be like, this duvet reminds me of Patrick. Everyone's talking about duvets, and I'm thinking to myself, where's my duvet from Patrick? And the next room is just like her singing I Dreamed a Dream.
At least I found a job that, you know, I could try to get rid of disdain.
Get it, darling. Go be here all week.
Sheena.
If I was at home, my lamb would have done wings to that.
So ultimately, this scene is Patrick says, you know, I think we've really learned a great lesson from our breakup, which is don't talk when you're apart. And when you're together, don't talk about what happened when you were apart. I'm like, yeah, a great lesson. That really worked out well for Stassi and Jax.
Yeah, he's basically impregnated somebody.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm afraid that, like, it's not going to work because I want it so badly. Okay.
And then she goes, getting back together, like, it's more of an emotional commitment than it was getting together the first time. Because this time you're like, oh my God, I like you and I love you. And now we're going to make the effort. So it's like harder now AF. Are you going to eat that steak? Did I order it wrong? Do you want me to reorder it? Because I totally can.
We're supposed to be sharing AF. I feel like if you try to break up with me now, I'd be psycho and say, you can't. I just, every time she says something like that, I just want to do, like, have an audio clip of her crying on her Snapchat after they broke up. Which is mean, like, but funny.
I like that she's basically like, if you break up with me, I'm becoming a Swim fan. Okay. Yeah. Like, you're going to have to watch that movie. He's like, you're fucking crazy. Okay. And she goes, what? I'm just saying I'm going to make more of an effort.
So, meanwhile, back over at Sir Jax shows up at work. And, you know, it's awkward because Brittany has to go up to the bar to order a drink. And Jax is there. And they're like avoiding eye contact. And Jax is shifting and being fidgety. And he's like, putting his hand on his side and then up by his nose and by his side. He's like doing like making like turning himself into a cactus, you know, one hand down, one hand up, you know, and then like,
yeah,
doing like he's like on a tarmac, like his hands are like this way.
He's like wiping coke from his ears. He's like totally discombobulated. It's like, I don't. But Brittany's the worst person to be like trying to avoid eye contact, because she avoids eye contact by looking straight into your eyes and being like, are you avoiding eye contact? You avoid eye contact. You do it. And then Tom's like, Brittany. I'm sorry, but I don't got any lemons here. And she walks. She's like, it's okay. And so she walks away. But then there's a bowl, and there's, like, controversy online, because people are like, there's lemons right behind him. But I thought they were oranges, because I wrote it down in my notes, too. I was like, I think those are oranges, which, of course, this place would have oranges over lemons.
You know? Well, those also could have been the feng shui lemons, in which case one does not remove a lemon from the 9 lemons in the bowl. I think we learned that. So, Jax, meanwhile, if you ever wanted to see a masterclass in Jax saying things that people want or need to hear, we have Jax. I believe he was telling us in his confessional, saying that he needs to go to therapy to find out why he does what he does. He needs to get to the bottom of it. I was like, that's nice, Jax, except we already had like 3 seasons of you going to therapy doing that. So like, this is totally insincere.
Yeah, and it's also really selfish to like go pay somebody to have to listen to you like talk about how selfish you are. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like it's adding selfish to the fire.
Yeah.
And he's telling Tom, I think I'm going to go home tonight. And Tom's like,
bro, don't think that's a good idea, okay? Because she was just over here. She didn't even know what a lemon was, so.
And he's like, no, we've worked together all day. Like, she'll be totally fine. And then Brittany's telling the girls, I got a confession to make. I'm really, really sad. I'm really, really mad. And I really, really had sex with Jax this morning. I couldn't help it. I was horny.
And they're all like, aw, we did too.
Chef Joe's like,
yo también.
In the back.
Yeah. So that was a very, very eventful episode of Vanderpump Rules. Really putting a lot of the other shows on Bravo to shame. Especially like Orange County, which did not have nearly as much activity as these first two episodes of the season. Season 6 of Vanderpump Rules. So good. I mean, look, this is our second week in a row we've done a 90-minute episode of Vanderpump Rules, because there's just so much
to discuss. Oh, God. Why did you talk so much, Ben?
Listen, sometimes we just have to do a running gag about Lisa Vanderpump saying RR and also doing sad and mad and mad. Rhyming. It's the new comedy.
Damn it. Sorry, I don't have my timer in front of me on this wonderful trip. So don't worry. We're going to have a Shep episode coming up, and that will be 20 minutes long to make up for our over-talking in this one.
Tomorrow is Relation Shep, and all day long, everyone can go buy tickets to our shows. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com. Buy tickets to our shows so we can get some more sellouts. So that way we can brag to people that we sold out places like Boston, etc. And that's basically it, everyone. Have a great Monday, Tuesday, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Bose Recommends. This is the place to discover your new favorite podcast. Every week, we listen to hundreds of shows to bring you our favorites. And this is one we think you're going to love.
They Walk Among Us is an award-winning true crime podcast. From the sinister and surreal to the brutal and bizarre, join us every other week to hear more on the UK's most notorious and obscure crimes. Featuring well-known cases like the life and crimes of the UK's most violent inmate, Charles Bronson, to the sad tale of the Gibbons twins whose string of petty crimes would lead them to be trapped in Broadmoor for 11 years before their eventual release ended in tragedy. We also cover lesser-known cases like the woman who murdered a husband with an ornamental frog and kept him mummified in her shed for 18 years, or the teenager that used his elaborate online fantasy life to plot his own murder. Listen and subscribe to They Walk Among Us through Acast, Apple Podcasts, or your favourite podcast provider. We would like to thank Bose for inviting They Walk Among Us to be part of Bose Recommends.
That was this week's Bose Recommends, the place to discover your new favourite show. If you want to find out how you can enjoy podcasts and even better sound quality, visit bose.co.uk. Bose. Get closer.